Welcome to the November webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and Mom of Three. Joining me today is Dan Namundson, a contributing author for Heart to Heart. Dan and his wife Kelly have a son and a daughter. Today, Dan is going to share more about a resource that his family uses to help them appreciate their blessings, which is something that many families seem to be searching for, especially during the days leading up to Thanksgiving. Welcome, Dan.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for joining us and helping us learn a little bit more about ways that our families can grow in their Thanksgiving.
You bet.
When you were on a previous webcast, you mentioned a resource that your family uses just to help them grow in their Thanksgiving. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. I was actually, it was a gift from Pastor Andy Schreier. It's a book, he gave me a preview of a book that's called 364 Days of Thanksgiving. And I'll tell you, right from the start, I fell in love with the resource. It's basically a journal, and we use it as a family journal for Thanksgiving. It's a way of really intentionally finding the blessings and the goodness that we have in life. And I don't know about you, Nicole, but I have difficulty sometimes recognizing the positives and the blessings. I think by nature we're sinful, broken people, and we tend to gravitate at times towards the negative. You turn on the news, you know, what do you see? And what I wanted to do is help my family intentionally look for the positives and the blessings and the good things that the Lord has given to us. And really rejoice and be overwhelmingly thankful for those things. I think it's a way for my wife and I to demonstrate that we have these gifts and to help our kids appreciate them. And honestly, right from the start, we started the book, and we just get together, we read a short devotion that's in the resource, and then we each list a positive of the day or a blessing of the day.
What I thought was really neat when I was reading through a little bit of Pastor Schreier's book was that he uses that term, overwhelmingly thankful. And I think so often we fall into the trap of just kind of by rote being thankful for certain things,
yeah.
You know, and that we forget how, you know, immense these blessings are and yeah. How deep they go. And so I think that was something that was really an advantage of this resource.
Yep.
Another thing was you mentioned stopping to thank God for individual blessings.
Yep.
And there's kind of an interesting twist that Pastor Schreier puts on that in his book. Can you tell people about that?
Well, it's something that I think Pastor Schreier, he might not have the secret to Thanksgiving, but I think he really does give us a good tool to look at these blessings in a way that we can be overwhelmingly thankful for them. And I think when our kids can be helped to recognize these things, whether it's in school, whether it's at home, you know, no matter where it might be, to find those things, identify them, thank the Lord for them, and make sure that we're appreciating those things that He's given to us.
Exactly. And one of the things that he talks about then is not repeating the blessings
yeah.
within the journal.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of a neat thought that, you know, every day as you're going through the journal that you're supposed to list new blessings and something different. And it makes you stop to think about some of the blessings in your life that you may not have taken the time in the past to really identify.
I can't agree with you more. In fact, a real short story. When we
sure.
first started doing the journal together as a family, that was one of the things that I was kind of worried about. You know, maybe the kids wouldn't, you know, would they be thankful for the cat, you know, or the dog every day, you know, which is fine. But
right.
As you kind of work through and you're each finding different things, the light kind of goes on and you recognize, I am thankful for a car. I am thankful for one another. I'm thankful for my teachers. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful that I had a basket at basketball practice today.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden the doors go open
okay.
and they're wide open, and you can see that even in the darkest times of our life, we have these blessings, and we have the people, the situations, the things that the Lord has given us to help us in right now in this life. So I thought it was going to be hard, and it maybe was a little bit of a challenge at first to not break the rule of duplicating blessings, but we did it.
And I think Pastor Shore really does a good job too of leading you to think outside the box on what
yes.
those blessings are with the devotions that he provides. So it's not yeah. that you know that you have to worry that you're going to go into this and it's going to be a struggle every day to
right.
try to figure out what a new blessing on day 360
right.
is going to be.
Right.
So.
And you know, with the, it's not an everyday kind of thing. It doesn't have to be. It mm-hmm. doesn't have to be another rule. You know, a routine, and then you feel guilty if you don't get to it.
Right.
But he does have devotions. They're not every day
right.
in the book. He does have devotions. He also has a neat blog that I've subscribed to, and you get, I think there's must be three a week that come through. I print those
Fantastic.
Off, and sometimes we use those. Again, it's just a resource. But it doesn't have to be kind of a routine, strict kind of procedure.
Sure.
Sometimes it's just, we say prayers at mealtime, and we pull out, I got a little notebook, and each one of us writes down, what are you thankful for today? What was the blessing today? And you write it down, I mean, 5 minutes sometimes, and we're done. So it doesn't have to be a long, drawn out kind of experience.
Fantastic. Well,
yep.
thank you so much for sharing it with us. I think
Absolutely.
It's something that so many families can probably really find a benefit for, especially in November with Thanksgiving,
yep.
but really throughout the entire year. So if you are interested in the book, it is 364 Days of Thanksgiving, and it's by Pastor Andrew Schreier, and you can find it on Northwestern Publishing House website at nph.net. So for more resources for Christian parents, you can visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can read articles on a variety of parenting topics, chime in with your thoughts or questions, learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey. Now, as parents, we also sometimes have those times when I think we do make mistakes, and maybe we inadvertently do things mm-hmm. that don't show respect or mm-hmm. kind of derail our attempts to build that kind of sense of respect in our children. What as parents can we do so that those things don't happen?
And it's a really important question. All of us are fallible. No one knows probably as well as I do how fallible I am, with the exception of perhaps my spouse and certainly my Savior. But we all have that huge list of things where we know we've made mistakes. The important thing is to acknowledge it, to take responsibility for those behaviors, and when we make mistakes, acknowledging it certainly to our Savior and asking for forgiveness, but also acknowledging it to our children. The God-given role of being a parent is enormous, and it can be overwhelming. And it can lead to times where we're impatient. It can lead to times where we raise a voice, where we may belittle or demean a child, which we know is never appropriate. It's hurtful to the child, and it undermines everything we've tried to teach them. So it's important that we recognize that, and that we prayerfully go to God and ask Him to help us in our role, and seek to always treat children with the very love and respect that we're seeking to teach them. And that we constantly go to our Savior for His love and forgiveness, which empowers us and motivates us to reflect that to our children and those around us.
Thank you. I think that will help a lot of parents feel better about maybe some of the past mistakes that they've made. And, you know, as you mentioned, I mean, we are all sinful as parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, anytime we decide to tackle something like respect or other parenting lessons, I think sometimes we feel like it's already too late, or we've already mm-hmm. made so many mistakes. And so keeping some of the things that you've talked about in mind today is really helpful. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I really appreciate it. If you're interested in reading more from Christian parents on how to help children learn to be respectful, visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can read articles on a variety of parenting topics. You can chime in with your thoughts or questions, learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.